And that is dumped in. They score!
Sign on 101 ESPN with former Blue Jamie Rivers and former Cardinal Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Krugman Celebrity Line. We're joined by former Blue Bear Jackman. What's up, Jax?
Not much. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Jax. A couple quick questions before we get started here. Have you recovered yet from the weekend, buddy?
You know what? It was a great celebration of life. It was great getting together with a lot of the alumni and telling stories and having good laughs, and there's a lot of drinks flowing. So finally recovered, had a couple of days of sweating, and then ready to get back at it on a golf trip this weekend.
Now, Jax, does the alumni pay you an extra stipend for you to have Holly over and babysit him?
Yeah, you know, I just go through his wallet when feel that money.
All right, Jax. Look, the Blues right now find themselves in a good spot, but a tough spot all at the same time. Obviously, we talk about the games in hand, but you got to win those games, and those games are going to come against some of the best teams in your division right now, and a couple of the teams that might be the best in the NHL overall. You know, the leadership here, not that it's been called to question, but in your time playing in the NHL, and specifically here in St. Louis, when there's tough times like this and the coaching staff is doing everything that they can to prepare the team and get them going, what does it take inside that locker room to start to get the wheels turning in the right direction?
I you look back a couple of years ago when the Blues are struggling in last place, and you get these new players that are trying to establish their roles, whether it's, within the hierarchy of leadership or just feeling comfortable. I think this year it's kind of the same way, you know, subtracting a few really key players and Bouwmeester, Steen and Petro and, you know, bringing on, Hoffman, O'Reilly getting a bigger role and then some other guys having to fill in. I think it's kind of another one of those things where, you know, somebody's got to really take it, the bull by the horns and step up and start calling guys out and start figure out who the real leaders are in the room.
Is that something when you are watching the games that is noticeable to you? Like Jax, look, I'll watch the games and I'll see stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure if that looks right or not. Or I'll see a play that I know should be made or somebody should be somewhere, but I don't know if there's somebody that should be calling them out there. Like, do you notice when you're just watching the games, not even being around necessarily the rink, but when you think that there's some accountability maybe lacking on the ice?
A little bit, and different guys lead in different ways. Some guys, bring up that accountability in the dressing room, and you know, I don't know. I'm not in the locker room. I don't know what's being said or who's doing that. But just sometimes it's the body language in the second period. It's just, you know, somebody has to step up, and O'Reilly can't just do it all himself. He's playing good. There's a couple guys that are playing well, and maybe aren't those abrasive guys that are gonna, you know, hit a guy over the head with a stick and tell him to wake up. But there's got to be more guys that have the energy. And, you know, it's tough times. You're not playing in front of, many fans and the schedule and just the, monotony of just kind of, being in a locker room or being in your hotel or in your apartment at all times. So, you know, we don't know what's going on through their heads and all that, but they got to find a way to bring energy. They got to find a way to, to kick each other in the butt and really hold each other accountable and bring that fire somehow.
Jax, you mentioned some of the new guys that are there, and when you're a new player coming into a team, and Hoffman's a good example, Krug is a good example, maybe you're asked to do different things. Craig Berube is going to coach, and he has a system that's different than systems that they ended up coming from. In your experience, how difficult is it if you're going to a new team, and not that you had to do that much, but if you're going to a different place, like how hard is it it kind of fit in and realize like what somebody wants from you? Is that a hard thing to do?
Yeah, it's real tough. The coaches do a great job of communicating, but really you go in the locker room, you have to feel it out. You have to earn respect from your teammates. You got to, earn your nicknames, earn your spot in walking out to the rink. You got to figure out where everything is in the locker rooms and what the coach's schedule is. So there's a lot of learning to be done, and it takes a long time to feel comfortable. You know, when I went to Nashville, I felt like a rookie again. I was the one having to ask questions, didn't know where anything was, didn't know where to go to get to the rink or restaurant. So it took me a long time, and I don't think I really did feel comfortable, in the 1 year I was there. So there's a lot of different factors with these guys, having to figure it out and get those relationships, get those tight bonds, and that'll translate on the ice when you start feeling comfortable with the systems as well.
Barrett Jackman joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 at ESPN. Barrett, you played a long time. You played for different coaches. When it comes to a team struggling like the Blues, fan bases, and really it could be any sport, fan bases like to talk about the manager or the head coach, what he may or may not be doing. In your experience as a player, I'm sure you guys are well aware of the struggles you're having. However, what can be done from a coaching standpoint that often gets through to the players and helps you guys get back on the right track?
It's not one thing. It's just, a lot of little things. It's getting those struggling players to get better, to help the team. There's been guys sitting in the stands watching, hoping that something to turn them around, or, at the beginning of the year, the penalty kill was struggling. So they're trying to figure out some different systems and figure out, which guys are going to take minutes away, from guys that have departed. And there's a lot of little things, and those coaches work harder than anybody. They dissect every little thing. They talk, they call different coaches around the league to get advice on what their team, little adjustments that an outside guy sees. So these coaches are exhausting everything, and they're at the rink at 6 a.m. and they're there till midnight. So they look at everything. There's little things that they keep doing that, hopefully one thing just sparks them and they go on a huge run.
Jax, we talk about, and you mentioned earlier, like Jay Bouwmeester, Alex Steen, Alex Pietrangelo. If we're going to isolate one guy here, I'd like to isolate Alexander Steen. We've heard a lot of people talk about Steiner and Chaser called him the godfather and things like that. And look, Petro, that was a free agency thing. He's moved on and the Blues moved on. It is what it is. Steiner, a little bit of a different scenario where injury, he has to retire, and you don't have that voice in the locker room from such a respected player. How much of a difference do you think that is for this team?
That's huge. Steiner is, the godfather. He's the guy that, could relate with the younger guys and made the younger guys feel comfortable and feel like they're included in everything. He made the older guys hold them accountable and make sure that they're, continue to do the little things, off ice, working out. Steiner was the hardest working guy you'll ever see. The way that he worked on the ice, he worked just, twice as hard off the ice to continue to help the team. So there's so many little things that the fan doesn't get to see, but the teammates, they love him to death. They think he's the greatest person that I've ever played with, just with his attitude, with his care, with the passion that he puts in the game. So, losing a guy like that is, they don't come along very often, but it's definitely a struggle for a lot of those guys. But they got to find a way as a group to, pick up the slack for him, take the lessons that they taught him or he taught them and continue the tradition.
Yeah, I agree. Steiner's a big loss. If we take it to the on-ice product itself, what's the one thing that when you're watching the game right now, what's one thing that's really simple that you think the Blues could change just subtly or just something to initiate the play, something that you think will help them in the next couple of games to try and get a victory?
I think it's the way that the forwards back check. When you play it, if the forwards were working hard on the back check and relentless, it really let the D-men feel confident to stand up and kill plays at the red line or your own blue line. And the transition games gets much better and you play with the puck a lot more. So I think, staying connected as five-man unit and those forwards coming back as hard as they can and really, stepping up a notch and get that work ethic that, you know, made the Blues, you know, a real tough team to play for the last, 10 years. So I think it's just the work ethic of the forwards getting back and allowing the D-men to have better gaps, be more impactful in the game, and I think it'll help.
Yeah, Jax, when push comes to shove, we always blame the forwards. We know how that works, right? So it's our job.
Take care of your own there, Riz.
Gotta take care of the D-man here. Hey, you going to be at the rink tonight?
No, I will not. Actually got my daughter's, she's got a horse riding test today, so hopefully we're out celebrating with the family for dinner afterwards.
Awesome. Well, have a great time, man. I'll see you probably this week at some point at the rink. Appreciate you coming on today and sharing some of that knowledge, especially in the leadership role.
All right. No problem. My pleasure, guys.